Khan Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WTN. Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel joins us, and well, he's had a hell of a year, too. We were just kind of going back through the year a few minutes ago there, Brett, and it's wow.
Unprecedented in so many ways.
Oh. Oh, afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey, Brett.
All right, let's talk about, I have just pulled up my map, my trusty dusty map, and there are some weird scenarios that are developing here, because as the race has tightened, a week ago, foregone conclusion, Hillary Clinton, she's going to win this thing. Trump's done.
Seems
stick a
over.
Fork in him. It's all over. Now, there is, I think, every likelihood that Donald Trump can pull this out at the very end as they're neck and neck making the turn. There are enough disillusioned Republicans who were thinking about getting away from Trump and going to Hillary or staying out of it, who may now go back to protect against Hillary Clinton, fearing, as Donald Trump has pointed out, a constitutional crisis if she becomes president, if there is criminal activity related to these emails. How accurate do you think that is?
I think there's a real concern about that, even among Democrats. Doug Schoen, who's obviously a conservative Democrat, he said just the exact same thing and said he is questioning his support for Hillary Clinton and may pull that support. I think what is happening here is there's a confluence of problems and for Hillary Clinton. There's the WikiLeaks that you're kind of seeing the dirty laundry behind the scenes of the Hillary Clinton campaign. There is this email investigation that is reinvigorated with James Comey's announcement, and we don't know what's in the 650,000 emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop that come from Uma Abedin, who's the close assistant of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, wait, let me just stop you right there for a second, because there's been a lot of question about detail here. Do we know that number, that 600,000 number of emails exists? Mm-hmm. Do we know that those are, of those 600,000, those are all from Huma?
They're all from her phone, and they include emails to and from Hillary Clinton, from what we're told.
Do we assume that these are, that she was backing up her phone? This at some point they were sharing the laptop, or it was hers, and it became his,
exactly,
or whatever it was.
Exactly. So it was, you know, Anthony Weiner back then being the nice dad, nice husband, saying, honey, in case you lose your contacts, I'll back it up here on the laptop.
Is what on the Weiner, on the Weiner top, yeah.
Yeah, and then they plug it in, and the thing downloads every single thing in that phone and that's ever been in that phone, and there creates 600,000.
And was that
now in there? There are, who knows? I mean, could there be the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton, you know, erased and then bleach bit, you know, wiped so nobody could see them? Uma was instructed and did send emails to her Yahoo account to print out, believe it or not, from her state.gov email. The whole thing is unbelievable that we're at this point, and Anthony Weiner somehow is at the center of this. But let me just finish my thought. So then all of this is coming out at the same time. So this is kind of like Superstorm Sandy last time for Mitt Romney. Remember when it kind of fit into the narrative of President Obama, who's trying to say he's a president who gets things done, he works across the aisle, and then Superstorm Sandy comes, and there's the image of him hugging Chris Christie, and he gets FEMA to operate in New Jersey, and it just happens in the final week. And it goes along the narrative that he's been selling on the trail. Well, here you have Donald Trump on the trail saying the whole thing is rigged. The media, the establishment, nobody's working for you, and it's everybody's behind the scenes doing corrupt stuff. And then what happens? All this stuff comes out. Donna Brazile is sharing questions with the Hillary Clinton campaign from her CNN perch, you know, all kinds of stuff. And no matter the details, you suddenly get this malaise that either drives down her voters or and jacks up his.
What do we make of the story? CNN is running it now. I don't know if you guys have it, because I just saw across them that the FBI is investigating the Trump campaign in terms of the contact with Russia through Roger Stone.
Yeah, I mean, we had that there was a preliminary inquiry and that they didn't come up with anything. And that's what the New York Times reported as well, that they didn't. I mean, they looked into the business contacts, Paul Manafort's and Roger Stone, and they didn't get anything. And that's what we reported last night and today.
Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, obviously, there's the accusations about Russia and the Trump campaign. And
Roger Stone shooting his mouth off on the circus, the Showtime show.
About his connections,
about his
there,
connections
right?
to that. Yeah,
didn't
sure.
come across well. Brett, I also want to ask you, the FBI said that they are trying to accelerate the timeline for reviewing those emails after getting so much criticism about a blanket statement without any detail. Apparently, they've come up with some software or some way to review them and have some sort of preliminary announcement, or some kind of preliminary data. I don't want to say
right.
announcement. Do you think they will come out and say something before the election in regards to those emails?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it might take a little bit longer than that. There may be some revelation, though, that because Jim Comey is getting so hammered now by Democrats, some calling him J. Edgar Hoover, an out-of-control FBI director, maybe there's some pushback from the FBI if they have any specifics. But remember, this is a case that they're building, and they're checking out this to see if there's actually a crime that's been committed. So they don't usually do that in public, which is why Comey's actions were so out of the ordinary.
What a difference a week makes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh,
it was just
going
the other way a week ago. The exact other way.
And that's tightening nationwide and also in those crucial swing states. You're seeing a lot
of
tightening.
You look at the polls, they are tightening. It's still an uphill battle for Trump, but if you look at the Washington Post ABC tracking poll, he's up by 1 point on Hillary Clinton. And what's interesting, inside that poll, it says likely voters expected to vote on Election Day, he leads 50-39.
Wow.
So, I mean, the crazy thing.
I did not see that number.
I didn't see that either.
That is.
Can actually happen.
Yeah.
Say that again, Brett. You said
likely voters.
The thing that we've talked about here on this show many times.
Likely voters.
Can you believe that Donald Trump could actually be president?
Could happen.
Well, guess what? It could actually happen.
That 50-39 number, that is of likely voters who are going to vote on Election Day, not vote in advance. But about a third of voters now vote in advance, right? Isn't that
right? It's about 20 million will vote in advance.
Yeah.
And she leads there, I think, by 5 points in that tracking poll. But he's 50-39 on expected to vote on Election Day, likely voters.
Right.
And that's a sample of like 1,700. So it's a pretty big sample nationwide.
I'm going to play this game with you right now. We're going to move ahead to a transition time. And let's assume for the moment, we're just going to game this, for the moment that Donald Trump wins. Paul Ryan is not attending a Donald Trump rally in Wisconsin today. Paul Ryan did tell the Fox Morning Show, your morning show, that he voted for the Republican nominee. He did not say Donald Trump's name. That appears not to be the kind of thing that sets well with one Donald J. Trump. Do we think that Paul Ryan is politically imperiled if Donald Trump becomes president of the United States? Brett Baer!
So I asked him that the other day in an interview up in Trump Tower. And I said, what happens if you win? Do you work with Paul Ryan or do you lead an effort to oust him? And he said that he would work with him. And that he is disappointed that he's not fully on board. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see Paul Ryan out and about doing some campaigning here in the final days as the numbers start to sink in for Republicans.
And then you see John Kasich writing in McCain. That was his choice to do it, and he's taking some heat from fellow Republicans for doing that.
Yeah, remember that some of these guys signed a pledge. Remember that first question that I asked at the debate in Cleveland? And the raise your hand, and then we asked it again in the third debate.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We asked
it again in the third debate, and then they all signed this RNC pledge that they all would support the eventual GOP nominee. Well, John Kasich is not one of those guys, and we're going to do a story tonight about who else was on that stage, who is or who isn't.
Ooh,
pinky promise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is one of those moments where the world is year to year things that people couldn't have seen occurring, and it's been slow. There hasn't been a single incident. There have just been a number of incidents over these 52 weeks that have made this difference? Or I think, you know, if you go back to August, so let's add that. Let's make that 60-something weeks, 70 weeks total of time here that since Donald Trump announced he was running for president, no one took him seriously. And a year ago, they certainly were not taking him seriously. And by the time we were even, I think by mid-February, people were like, oh, no, he's still not going to win this thing. January or March, no, he's probably not going to win this thing. And then, boom, here we are.
Well, see, I think that these latest developments not only make this race very tight and maybe, you know, favor in the closing moments, as we see in that tracking poll, Donald Trump, I think what it really affects are these Senate races that have been hanging in the balance, that Republicans start turning to Democratic opponents and saying, so do you trust Hillary Clinton and how she's handled classified information or how she's handled the Clinton Foundation? And they start turning the tables because all the questions have been to Republicans, you know, do you stand with Donald Trump and his temperament? And the more that the story and the oxygen is about Hillary Clinton, the more the tables turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Clinton camp says it's on course, though, and they're downplaying the impact of the FBI announcement on voters. And they're also saying that they have high turnout among Hispanic voters in those key states like Colorado, Nevada, and Florida.
Yeah, they're down in Nevada from on early vote in Hispanics and down in Florida from where President Obama was. They, of course, are spinning and say that they're on track. I just think that in the next couple of days, we're going to get some new polling. And if this Washington Post ABC tracking poll is any indication, you know, it's going to be tight.
I will say this, Brett Baer, I have just redone my handy-dandy little map.
Okay.
And I am giving Nevada and Florida to Donald Trump, and I now have a 269-269 tie.
Which is why Donald Trump went to Maine just this past week. They have two electoral votes, and they're split up by congressional district. In Maine, 2nd district, he is very popular. And if he wins one Maine electoral vote, he goes over the top.
Wow. That could be it. See, there we have it. We have it. Well, we're here.
Now, one
yes,
sticking
sir.
Point.
Yep.
If Evan McMullen, the independent, wins in Utah, the whole thing goes out the door in your map, and nobody gets to 270, and then the race goes to the House of Representatives, where Paul Ryan will then lead a caucus to decide who is the president of the United States.
That wouldn't be good for the country.
So we're full circle in our conversation here.
Now that's interesting, because Utah, now there's like this smear campaign about Evan McMullen in Utah, robocalls about whether they're making the accusation that he's gay. This is such a fascinating moment. If he wins in Utah, do we have any sense of where he's sitting in Utah? I know he's ahead of Trump, but is he ahead of Hillary?
He's actually not ahead of Trump in the latest poll. Trump is the one, I think it was Deseret News, is up. Trump is up 5 or 6. Okay. So it may be a separation that's starting to happen there as Republicans come home about the Supreme Court choices. But he was, Evan McMullen was right there at like 22, and Trump was at 25 at one point, and Hillary Clinton was at 25. So it was like all three of them were grouped together in the average of polls.
Brett Baer, hold on. Hold on tight, Brett Baer.
A lot to digest there.
It'll be fun. Election night is going to be quite something.
Sure will be. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Brett.
All right. Right now, Violetta Patermedic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.